Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So suicides are on the rise for a variety of reasons. One is use of alcohol, use of drugs, use of access to opioids and fentanyl. We wonder how many of these overdose deaths were on purpose or were they accidental. Overdose implies accidental, but we have people in pain. They might be using medications to help treat it, or they might be sick of their pain. And so there's been a variety of things that could be leading to this rise in suicidality. Depression, anxiety, mental health, pain not being adequately controlled, as many doctors are like, I'm not going to write any, not with all the new rules and regulations, and I don't want to get in trouble. Our veterans leaving the military and now, you know, being left to be homeless or not get jobs or not have support by their country. There's a lot of things that I think are contributing to our rise in suicide. But one thing nobody is talking about is, what about our pharmaceutical medications? What about some of the medications we're taking? Are those making us suicidal? So the FDA has had to investigate and look at the Wegovy, Zepbound, Mounjaro, Ozempic medication class of the GLP-1 agonists to see if they have a link to suicidal risk. And they've been asked to look into this and investigate it. I think their initial finding is they don't, but there have been an uptick in reports to their FAERS system that, you know, people are feeling a little depressed or they're feeling suicidal when they're taking the medication. Another very common medication that has been now or has been also reportedly linked to suicidal ideation is Singulair or Montelukast. You know how many kids are on that medication for asthma and for allergies and how many parents are on it? It's an anti-leukotriene medication, and it has been on the market for, what, 25 years. So the FDA had issued a warning back in 2020, but nobody really talked about it because March of 2020, we were all dealing with COVID. There's a black box warning on it about the mental health side effects of Singulair, known as Montelukast. Now, the box warnings, as you know, are the highest safety-related warnings that medications could be assigned by the FDA, according to the NIH. But apparently, there have been concerns of aggression, agitation, suicidal thoughts. How many parents know about that? 12 million people, including 1.6 million children, in 2022 had been prescribed the drug, according to New York Times. So, yeah, when somebody is depressed, a medical provider will look at what medications they're on. They should. But I don't think a lot of parents know. The FDA, as it pertains to the weight loss drugs, has been asked to look into the suicidal ideation risk. They are continuing to look into the issue. Right? They cannot rule out that a small risk doesn't exist, but they are not right now saying that there is a clear and present danger with those medications as it pertains to suicidality. So still talk to your medical provider. As far as I'm concerned, if all these medications mess with your moods, you need to talk to a medical provider about it. So what medications have been linked to suicidality? Well, we know Chantix, the smoking cessation drug, has been. And so anybody given that medication, I always make sure they follow up so I could talk to you if you're having vivid dreams, hallucinations, thoughts of suicide. Definitely. Any of the SSRIs, like Prozac, Paxil. If you're taking Neurontin, that could have suicidality. If you're taking Accutane for acne, there's a risk of suicidality or suicidal thoughts or behavior. If you're taking Topamax for migraines, there's a risk. This is being reported by SkipSimpson.com. Tons of medications, anti-seizure medications, Klonopin, clonazepam, Trileptal, these are medications that people might use for seizures, for headaches, and then for mood disorders. But I can't tell you how many kids are on Accutane. So you have a kid on Accutane and Singulair, you wonder what risk they could be. So, you know, why would a medication for asthma or allergies affect the brain in that way? Why would a medication for smoking? Chantix, I could understand, because how Chantix works for smoking is it's like a nicotine decoy. It tricks the brain to thinking that you're taking in real nicotine. And so in order for Chantix to work, we tell you to come up with a quit date 7 or 8 days in. Quit cold turkey. Hopefully it is built up. Your body thinks it's still getting nicotine, so you don't withdraw. But maybe the brain doesn't like the manipulation. So I get that if the brain doesn't like the manipulation or it doesn't like something in your system, you know, you might start to have, you know, different unpredictable thought patterns. Well, maybe these other medications do too. We're putting in very powerful chemicals into our body when we take medications. For those of you taking Klonopin, clonazepam, you know, it's a benzodiazepine, though it's very sedating. It affects the brain. And so when we, you know, people say they're depressed, and I go, have you ever thought of suicide? They go, I'm not going to do it, but yeah, the thought has come to my mind. Is it because the medication is causing that? That's pretty scary to think that a medication has that power. For you to consider ending your life, whoa. I what are we doing to our brains? And I notice that, you know, before, when you would take a medication, you're like, okay, whoa, I got this cough, or I got this, okay, are we sure I should put this into my body? Are we sure? Now, we put so much into our body. We take medications, we take vaccines, we take, and I support vaccines because we're saving a lot of lives with them, but, you know, at some point, does something break? You know, are we relying so much on exogenous and man-made things to go into our body, that is this the result? Is this nature fighting back? And for a person to go from, I want to be on this earth, to I don't, that's some pretty heavy-duty manipulation. So if at all you're feeling depressed or suicidal or whatever, please, for the love of God, call 988 or call 911 or call your doctor or call a family member, but get that checked out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So even though I'm a doctor, I was a waitress, and worked in marketing, and I sang a little bit, I've taught, and I've done so many different things. The one thing I've done pretty often is interview. I've interviewed as an employer. I've interviewed as a person deciding if somebody was going to get into medical school. I've interviewed myself. I've been interviewed for a job multiple times. So I talk a lot about that because that's apparently something that's on people's minds. How do we answer certain questions? Where do people go wrong? What happens during the interview? Why are these questions even being asked? And I work with students a lot in terms of medical school interviews because sometimes they'll get these stupid questions like, well, if you could be an insect, what insect would you be? And, you know, I hope they've stopped asking those questions. But, you know, if you get asked a question like that for any job and you're like, what? kind of a question is that? You're not getting a job. But if you answer the question as, ooh, that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting. I've never been asked that, but that's a cool question. Well, I guess I would want to be a butterfly. Because you get to live your life as a couple different, you know, species. And then you get to fly. And you have the, although I don't know if a caterpillar and a butterfly are the same species. I'd have to double check that answer. So make sure you prepare. But I would probably say I would want the ability to fly. So for me, I would probably want a butterfly. And be a butterfly. And, who cares if you want to be a grasshopper or a centipede or a millipede, although they aren't insects because they don't have six legs. Don't say arachnid. But you're getting asked a question like that because, one, they want to see if you start looking all judgy and getting an attitude. You know, they don't really care what insect you want to be. They just want to know, okay, is this a person that's going to be like, why are we learning this? Why am I being asked to do this? Okay, they want to know that you have a pretty cool disposition. You know, and then they also want to see if there's any red flags. If you go, well, I don't want to be an insect. I want to be a scorpion so I could sting the hell out of my enemies. Okay, nice to meet you. Good luck. Yeah, so sometimes, you know, it's also to see what kind of answer you have. Yeah. Well, I want to be a fly because I really want to be a fly on the wall. And I like spying on people and them not noticing me. And then I, you know, peeping Tom. Ah, oh, yeah, it's an interesting answer. Good. We'll call you. So a lot of these questions are more to see, to figure out your personality. So Fortune Magazine has an interesting article looking at the job interview questions that people hate answering, okay, such as, tell me about yourself. Why did you leave your last job? What do you think of your current or previous boss? Describe a different situation, a difficult situation, how you overcame it, and what are your salary requirements? So tell me about yourself. Do they really want to know that you're a Gemini? That you're a double D, 36 double D? Do they want to know that you have a crush on Michael Fassbender? No. They want to know that you could answer a simple question about yourself without anxiety, without panic, without being too wordy, without being too succinct. So if you go, oh, myself, I am bold. No, that's not going to work. Yeah. Oh, thank you for letting me talk about myself. Well, I like this and I do this and I like this and I like this. And oh my gosh. And, you know, also probably not a good answer. So tell me about yourself. Now say, you know, thank you for asking that. Yeah, I'm pretty, you know, extroverted. I love working with people. I love, you know, talking to people. I love laughing. I enjoy hiking. I enjoy the outdoors. I also enjoy, you know, curling up with a good movie. I have two kids. Love my boys to death. They're luckily not at the age where they need babysitting and, you know, they're moving out of the house and I'm going to be an empty nester, but I don't mind because I'm really devoted to work and I'm spending time on my career right now. And I can't wait to evolve into a, I don't know, marketer, whatever. You know, you could do a brief answer, but be prepared for an answer like that. Talk a little bit about yourself. Include your goals. Include your hobbies. You know, and show that you can very easily manage relationships. Now, you don't want to say your hobby's porn. You don't want to say your hobby is, you know, gambling or things like that. Or, you know, I really like to sleep in. Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. But you also don't want to like, oh, you know, my hobby is work. I love work. Well, they don't want that either. Now, most of the time, they don't want someone who's going to burn out and crash. So, I get, that's not an easy question. Now, why did you leave your last job? This isn't about the content, it's about how you answer. Okay? If you answer that question, why did you leave your last job? It's because everybody in the office was grabbing my butt, I was being, everybody wanted to sleep with me. I couldn't push everybody away, and I just felt that I was being sexualized. If that's true, bring it up. But if, you know, somebody just kind of smiled at you, and, why is it that you left your last job? You know, I was let go. They want to look for honesty because they are going to be calling your previous work oftentimes. So don't lie. So I was let go. Say, you know, me and my boss didn't see, you know, eye to eye on a few things. You know, can you expand on that? No, well, I wanted to, you know, I thought this company needed this particular thing done. They didn't. And, I really wanted to work with them, but it just didn't seem like, you know, we were a good match. I know it's not the best answer, but you have to have some honesty. But you also don't want to rip on the prior boss. You don't want to be negative and say, oh, they are so full of fraud and they're stealing, and I think they have a meth lab in the basement, and because then that new job thinks you're going to badmouth them. Now, if it's true, you would say, look, you know, that they were just audited by the FBI, they were just investigated by the FBI, I want to be in a company that, you know, is not being investigated. Then that's honest, if it's public knowledge. But they want to make sure you're not bad-mouthing. You bad-mouthing your boss. Let's say you hated your boss, or your boss was sleeping with your coworker. Okay? You don't really want to go into that. You know, and just say, you know, it wasn't, you know, a good match. I didn't think I could grow. I wanted to, I wanted to advance. And it didn't look like I was going to have that opportunity to advance. And I want a place that I could grow and I could be with for a long time. Or I felt that they were going to be making cutoffs, layoffs soon. And I didn't want to be, I want to have longevity with my job. Those are answers you could use. You know, what do you think of your current or previous boss? Again, you know, it's difficult because you don't want to badmouth them. You know, even if they were the biggest piece of work, you know, you could say, look, you know, I didn't have a chance to work with them on the level that I think would have been the most successful. And I understand they were very busy, but when work got done, you know, I don't think they were able to see what I did, and I wasn't able to get the credit. You know, it got done, and I don't mind as a team, but I think, you know, they, are in that role, you know, I wish I would have had a little bit more communication or access so they could see the job I was doing. It's not easy, especially when you got fired from the previous job. But be honest without criticizing, and because unfortunately one thing that many companies do not want is, you know, you to go back and try to set fire to the place if you are let go. So they want to know that you're going to be a good sport. In terms of salary requirements, that's always tricky because you want to know what the job is offering, you know, but you could also say, yeah, I mean, that's always a hard question. And if you need a certain amount and you think they're not going to give you the job because of that, well, then you don't need that job. But be honest. Yeah. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture. called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, a show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know it has been predicted that 2024 is going to have major crashes, housing crashes, the value of the dollar crash. They predict that a lot. They've been predicting that for a few years, but we know it's going to come. I don't know if it's going to come this year or next year, but we know the poop is going to hit the fan. But one harbinger of that are layoffs and firings. Well, keep in mind, firings happen a lot during the first month of the year. So, not surprising, we're told that Google has laid off thousands right now. Google actually has laid off hundreds of employees across various teams, and I think the total is about 1,800. And many of the employees fired at Google were working on the voice-based Google Assistants and the augmented reality hardware team. The job cuts were part of ongoing organizational changes that have been in motion since the latter half of 2023. And so Amazon has laid off hundreds of workers across content creation units, including Prime Video, Twitch, Unity Software were being reported by NDTV. Has reduced their workforce by 25%. Oh, they've eliminated about 1,800 jobs. Unity is the one that made Pokemon Go. So I don't play Pokemon. I did like maybe for 5 minutes. I didn't really like Pokemon Go. But, we're being told that actually overall Google might be firing 3,000, actually 30,000. India Today said there was a report that the restructuring may fire 30,000 employees. Now, that's a lot. It is. It's obviously a concern. Now, in sports, we always see firings. I think they call it Black Monday. So after the regular season and we start going into playoffs and then divisions and titles, not surprising when you see coaches leave. And Bill Belichick, after 25 years, I believe, with the New England Patriots, from what I understand, has been let go. So I'm not sure why he wouldn't just resign, but I think he was let go. Pete Carroll is being asked to step down as head coach. He will still have a role as an advisor with the Seattle Seahawks, but is no longer head coach. And we knew this was coming. In fact, Belichick was hired back in 2000 to replace Pete Carroll as coach of the Patriots. Now, Carroll, I guess, left the Patriots. I think he went to USC. And then he took over for the Seahawks back in 2010. Belichick is the longest tenured coach in the NFL. Pete Carroll, fourth on the list, but still, a lot of years, a lot of longevity. They say 25%, according to SB Nation, 25% of the NFL are going to have new coaches in 2024. And only six NFL head coaches have been with their current team for six seasons or more. Most head coach contracts being about 5 years. And, you know, these head coaches are not always guaranteed to get a full season. Frank Reich got fired from the Panthers. Denver Broncos hired on Sean Payton mid-year after firing Nathaniel Hackett. Urban Meyer was fired by the Jaguars. So, it's not that unheard of. And, you know, the pivoting happens. And doesn't mean anything bad's happening to the NFL. It's just there. I'm not sure what's going to happen to Saleh from the Jets, but Anthony Falcons fired their Arthur Smith, their coach. Washington Commanders fired Ron Rivera. Tennessee Titans fired Mike Vrabel. And that, I was kind of shocked about that one. So, you know, these things happen, but, I got to hand it to somebody like Bill Belichick. I know people don't like him. And I know he always looks grumpy, although you need to look at this very old 1980s video of him making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on raisin bread. And he was being interviewed by a local TV crew. This was obviously way before the Patriots. And he was talking about how his mom made the best peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And it's kind of interesting to see him in that light. But, you know, I find football fascinating in terms of, you know, nowadays the average person is not with the company for 25 years. These average young Gen Zs and younger millennials, they lily pad hop. And it just because these jobs change. Imagine you finally get a job at Google only for them to lay people off. Guys, we're going to do an AI-driven sort of software thing. We're hiring all these people. You're like, yay! And then you know what? We're going to close that division down, or we're going to change, or we're going to pivot. Look at what's happening at Disney. Disney just went through a slew of layoffs last year. And so for those of us who are Gen X or baby boomers trying to get back into the swing of things in terms of an industry, if somebody is rapidly hiring, now I've seen this, especially in the restaurant business. You're having a grand opening, so they want all hands on deck. And then once things start to slow down and people aren't as excited about the new restaurant or bar anymore, okay, well, now we have too many staff. And so watch for these, okay, guys, this is going to be the biggest thing since sliced bread. We need all hands on deck. Now I get a new hotel. They're probably going to be around for a while. You know, a hospital is most likely going to, you build a hospital, it's most likely going to be around. They'll need you. But in these other industries that are really, you know, you know, especially computer-based or engineering-based. I mean, my son is an engineer. Fascinating to see what the job market looks like with that. People always need engineers. But are you going to move across country just for your contract to end in 12 months? You know, you got to make some big decisions. Engineers don't want to be hopping from job to job to job. You know, you want to work for a company and stay put. But as more people have degrees, as more people are hireable, you know, these employers have choices. Like, well, we need diversity, we need this, we need somebody who could travel, we need this, we need, you know. And so rather than you going, look, I got the degree, I got the experience, you create a job around me. It doesn't work like that. You know how many people in radio want a show created around them? They're like, look, I could do whatever you need me to do. Now, I just, you know, tell me what you want, I'll do it. Or I, you know, I am the personality, we'll make it work. In show business, they need what they need. And even if you can conform and be a chameleon, you know, if they want redhead, if they want short, if they want, you know, not so much in radio, but in TV or whatever, you know, that's who's going to get hired. Now, and it's a whole different way of thinking. It used to be about if you're a good worker, you're going to get the job. If you're a hard worker, you might get a job, but it might not be the job you want. Now, and so seeing layoffs are going to happen because people were forced to pay ungodly amounts of bonuses and sign-on bonuses and salary hikes, and the money's not coming in. And if the money is not coming in, they can't afford to keep people. And it's, you know, remote work, the part of the reason why some companies are not budging on that, and they're like, you know what, I'm fine with that, is because it makes it a lot easier for them to then lay you off. You know, if you get a company used to remote work, why do they have to have you or Americans? Why can't they hire cheaper individuals from other countries? You know, in medicine now, you know, they're using people in the southern hemisphere. So they're wide awake and doing their day shift to read our x-rays. Yeah, at some point, if you know, they don't see the value of having you, you know, because you're away, then they could take anybody away. They could use anybody who's 50 miles, 500 miles, 5,000 miles away. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. All right. Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So on the COVID front, we are being warned that the dominant strain, this Parola, JN.1, which is a variant of BA2.86, is causing more severe disease. In one study, researchers from Ohio State University performed a variety of experiments using the BA2.86 virus. They made a pseudovirus, which was a lab-created version, and they found that this BA2.86 can fuse to human cells more efficiently and infect cells that line the lower lung, traits that make it more similar to the initial pre-Omicron strains. In another study, researchers in Germany and France came to the same conclusion, that the BA2.86 has regained a trait characteristic of early SARS-CoV-2 lineages in terms of robust lung cell entry. Hence, it could constitute an elevated threat. Now, we are being told that multiple countries are dealing with COVID, and these COVID cases are running rampant. And we are being told that the JN1 may be more severe. The problem I'm having with our current wave is we don't know who has COVID and who doesn't, because not everybody is getting tested, or many people are testing negative at first, so they don't test again. And if it isn't for some of the brave souls who decide to test again a few days later, going, something's not right, or they go to the doctor or they get a PCR and go, whoa, looks like I did have COVID, we wouldn't know. And so, and some people have asked, do we really need to know if it's COVID or not? If I'm sick, I'm sick. Well, I like knowing if it's COVID or not for me, because I was able to make a decision on vaccines. You know, is the vaccine protecting me? Is it not? Did I just have COVID? So did I just have a booster in a way? You know, so for me, I like to know. And also, when people call up saying, look, yeah, I've never been diabetic and I tested my sugar and all of a sudden now I'm high. Well, we do know that COVID could cause that. Other viruses can too. But sometimes we want to know what's going on. You know, well, I have a cough that hasn't gone away. You know, I'm having a weird rash. I'm having vaginal burning. I'm picking up more cases of vaginal burning post-COVID. That's a concern. The average virus doesn't usually do that. Kind of random for a respiratory virus to affect somebody genitally, but it can. So I like to know, but I don't think these rapid tests are able to pick up the new strain that easily. So I told you, in my family, two of us were positive, two were negative. We all had the same symptoms. You know, and it could just be only two of us miraculously had COVID when the other ones didn't. But, so, you know, I think we still have a lot to learn. I'd like there to be some transparency as to where the original came from, and are the variants also leaking from labs as well, or are these all naturally occurring? We know that, you know, viruses can naturally mutate and things like that, but, you know, this sucker keeps getting new strains over and over again, and we keep living with it. And, you know, it'd be nice to know if these are also coming from a lab. So, and then a big concern I have is, are we later going to be at higher risk for cancer? And what kind of cancer could these strains cause? So we could start screening for it better. I'm not saying they cause cancer, but a lot of us suspect that they do have that potential, especially if they could cause long-term inflammation. So then all these guidelines of, well, we don't have to screen everybody for pancreatic cancer, we don't have to screen everybody for thyroid cancer, we don't have to, okay, I get we don't have to screen everybody, but if at all we're at higher risk because of a certain strain we were infected with, then that should allow us to look a little deeper. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On the education front, a professor said he was fired because he didn't want to give in and inflate students' grades that weren't deserved. Former Spelman College professor Kendrick Morales told Fox and Friends on Thursday that when he told the school he was not going to offer his economic students easier work when they complained that his class was difficult, and he wasn't going to just, you know, raise their grades on assignments, the school boosted the grades anyway and fired him. He told host Lawrence Jones, they definitely applied some pressure on me to raise grades above what I thought was reasonable, which I thought was totally against what I was supposed to do. He said, I thought I was responsible for setting academic standards and making sure that the grades and degrees the school were conferring actually held its value. Even with the alternative grades, Morales calculated that 44% of his class would still fail. He said the dismal performance was part of a larger incentive problem, where if students complained, administrators would ultimately capitulate to pupils who were not motivated to work hard. So, you know, I've seen it both sides, okay? I had a professor in college who gave me a C on one of my freshman year English reports. And I busted my butt on it. And, you know, you can't get C's and get into medical school. You have to have pretty much straight A's. And when I asked him, I go, well, what did I do wrong? Because I want to get an A on the next one. He said, oh, don't bother. Nobody gets an A. You got the highest grade in my class. The highest grade I ever give is a C. And I go, okay, I'm honored. Thank you. But I can't get into medical school with a C. If you have a grade range, and if this level work was a C, then I'm going to make an A paper, even if it's a 1,200-page paper. But I can't get a C in the class. And so if this amount of work is your top, then I need to do over the top because I have to get an A. Well, the next test, I had to work a double shift. I didn't have a chance to read the whole book. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm going to get a C anyway. It was 2 in the morning. I'm like, forget it. I'll just turn something in. It doesn't matter. The guy's only going to give me a C no matter what I do. I actually got an A minus. He gave me an A minus on the crap work I did. And so, I really should have gotten an A++ on the first piece. So I ended up doing well in the class, but boy, there was a lot of subjectivity. And so if you do have a professor that, let's say, has some ego going, you know what, I'm sorry, this is what I had to do, you guys have it too easy, you know, and the students collectively are like, okay, come on. He's grading us, he's testing us on a minute footnote rather than the actual textbook text. I get how there could be an issue. But if you have certain benchmarks you need to make and you need to learn, and that's why you have syllabuses and that's why you have objectives, and these people are not matching those objectives, they just don't know, then you can't pass them. In medical school, if somebody doesn't understand the basics, they have no business going on to the next class. The lives are going to be at stake. You've got to know your medicine. You've got to know your basics. So I don't know, was he, you know, egotistical, and was he really being a professor that wasn't, giving these students, you know, a fair shot, or he wasn't teaching them, or he was trying to get them to fail, or was he just giving them the basics, they're not passing, and he doesn't want to lie and inflate the grades. So, you know, if the latter was the case, good for him for standing his ground. If the former was the case, good for the students for speaking out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.